Another week of joy on The Breakfast Show this week at the 7. It has been pretty crazy. The evidence is going to follow this short introduction here on the podcast. Thank you very much for downloading. What a week it has been, mingling with the Bay City Rollers.
That was good.
Genuinely enjoyed that. Genuinely, heart crossed, enjoyed that.
And hit my foot.
You hit your foot and it went purple and started. Nice. Your toe nearly fell off.
Yeah, it did.
And we had several fits of hysterics during the show.
So mostly at Ruth.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. But here we go then. Here are some of the, I say best bits. Here are some of the bits from this week's Breakfast Show at the 7.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Your statistic, 1 in 5 children can't do this, okay? Jan in Woodside at first said, was it read? He'd say it's not that or write. Audrey said, is it behave? 1 in 5 children can't behave. Very good, Audrey. It is not that, no. Thank you very much for the text message as well from Chris, who says, is it weld? Brilliant. Yes, 1 in 5 children can't weld. It's all in the mix. They get it wrong, you see. No, it's not that. Apparently, 1 in 5 children can't ride a bike. There you go. There is your statistic. 1 in 5 children can't ride a bike. When I was a child, I could ride a bike. It was just staying on it for, you know, a prolonged period of time. That was my issue.
Neil Bentley.
The cows on the road situation leads me nicely onto another little bit of a statistic. Well, a sort of story. Apparently, scientists have worked out that sperm whales actually have individual names. They give each other names, and they can identify when they presumably make some noise or whatever.
Good noise.
Thank you. More like Donald Duck, I'll be honest with you there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They have individual names.
That's nice.
That is a nice little thought to start the day.
Like Jeff, Bob.
Yeah, that's exactly what. Well, what other names would
Tracy.
You give?
Tracy.
But we're exactly right.
Why not?
Bernadette.
Yeah.
I don't know. Engelbert. I don't know. Those names could be anything. But I'm just wanting to see, you know, will the day come on that they start giving each other, you know, little key rings with their names on as well there for their keys.
Breakfast podcast.
Kate Price is in the Sun newspaper today, banging on about this weekend's boyfriend. But her new man is Spanish,
Leo.
Okay. And she says they communicate in different ways because she can't speak a word of Spanish and he can't speak a word of English. So they can't actually understand each other, which, when you think about it, is potentially brilliant.
Yeah.
Because he can't understand what is she going on about.
It's probably a good thing.
Exactly. This relationship could last longer than a month.
Yeah.
I have my fingers crossed.
Breakfast podcast.
Friday night, I went to a gig.
Wow.
A bit of a sort of rock gig, actually.
Get you.
That's right. I'll be honest with you, I have felt a little bit out of place.
Okay.
Only in the sense that to the left of me was a man with a big beard and long hair. Doing some sort of moshing with his
leather
head.
Leather jacket.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's cool. And on the other side of me, there was, I presume, his partner. I don't know how I ended up between the two of them, but she was also of the bearded variety. Tattoos and piercings. And also doing some sort of weird moshing. And
okay.
There was me, essentially dad dancing in between the two of them. Doing a little, shaking my little booty. But it was great. I loved it. It was really, really funny. But as always, I just got in, you know, started mingling in with everybody and then thought about this. I thought, A, I don't have a beard, I don't have a tattoo, and I don't have a piercing that goes from my eyebrow to my lip.
Yeah.
So therefore, I am not well placed at this gig, but thanks anyway.
Neil Bentley.
456-0777.
Philately.
Philately.
That is today's word of the day, Carly Swain.
Philatelists.
What does that mean?
Someone who collects stamps.
There you
the
go.
The art of stamp collecting.
There you go. I was thinking philately. I was thinking, was it like, you know, like Lord of the Dance? Like Michael Philately.
Shropshire's weather.
Today. That's terrible.
I know. But that's the first thing that came into my head. What's a philately? Not Michael. Today it is going to be a mostly dry day with patchy cloud and sunshine spells this morning, getting cloudier by the afternoon. Temperature-wise, around 14 degrees Celsius, Shropshire. As we make our way overnight, staying cloudy, 5 is the overnight low. Tomorrow, the outlook is dry and bright, with plenty of sunshine spells.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
A study has found that monkeys can recognise faces. Presumably they mean the faces of other monkeys, as opposed to, I don't know, celebrities. Although that would be amazing. Oh, Kate Price. What's she doing here?
Neil Bentley.
After 3 years saying he would never do this again, George Michael has said and hinted yesterday that he might go on tour.
Oh.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, George Michael fans, he may be on tour again soon, which is fine as long as he doesn't do the driving.
Breakfast Podcast.
Thank you very much, Carly. I did promise you this Tuesday morning at the 7, a treat now for Bay City Roller fans on the phone this morning. Les McEwen, good morning, Les.
Hi, good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. And yourself?
What a lovely day.
It's absolutely beautiful in sunny Shropshire, and this is, you're heading our way to the Place Theatre in Oaken Gates. Now, you're bringing Roller Mania. Tell us a bit about that.
Up your wives, Les is on the prowl. No, yeah, Roller Mania is really taking the country by storm, if I don't mind saying that myself.
That's
I'm reading
right.
On publicity now.
That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, well, what it is I decided to tell a nice positive story about the Bay City Rollers to sort of counteract all the rubbish that's out there. Mm. And it's become quite a hit. And so basically what I do is I've got a scripted monologue, Neil, which I tell a story of the Bay City Rollers before Les McEwen and how they got the name Bay City Rollers and funny anecdotes during the tours with Eric, Woody, Allen and Derek. And it specifically focuses on the years 74, 75 and 76.
Thank you
well,
very much.
I can't wait for the show to start tonight at 7:30.
Neil Bentley.
BBC Radio 3, according to the Daily Mail today,
okay.
One of the last bastions of good taste and decency.
Haven't which listened you to probably, us, clearly. Yeah,
which,
come
to be
on.
Fair, that's true. Anyway, Radio 3 is now to air an adaptation of Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights, complete with foul language.
Oh, no! I'm shocked.
I am shocked indeed. They make a big thing about this. I know, can you believe it? 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, swearing.
Oh, my goodness.
On Radio
what is the world
3.
Coming to?
I want to know who's playing Heathcliff. Frankie Boyle.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
In the Sun newspaper today, there is a story about a Chinese boy who's 3 years old called Lu Hao. He is 3 years old and weighs 9 stone 6 pounds.
What?
I know. Now, to put that into context, I weigh 9 stone 6 pounds. And I'm not 3 years old.
That's amazing.
That is crazy. And obviously there's a picture of his dad struggling to pick him up. I'll be honest with you, I think my dad had struggled to pick me up right
now.
But yeah, it says here he's 9 stone 6 pounds, aged 3 years, and won't stop eating. I don't mean to point out the blindingly obvious. He's only three. He will stop eating if there is no food.
Yeah, he can't cook, let's
exactly.
be honest.
Exactly. He can't get in the car, pop down to McDonald's.
No.
Other chain food stores are available. he can't go out for a late night snack.
No.
He can't cook. So anyway, there we go. So doctors are telling, you know, they're going to have to stop feeding him as much food. Clearly.
Neil Bentley.
Pictures today in the newspaper, Carly, of one of Silvio Berlusconi's alleged parties that he likes
really?
To have. Yeah, I don't suspect that woman there is a real policewoman.
No, that's she's an got, interesting police outfit.
She's got the handcuffs and she's got you know, like a truncheon.
A bit of her
she's wearing a
uniform missing.
Yeah. I know she's not wearing. She's not wearing a tie. That's what
that's
it is.
It.
There we go. See, you can't blame the man.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Oh, I am here, sorry. Thank you
Hi.
Very much. Right, sad news yesterday. Of course, Dame Elizabeth Taylor passed on. But yeah, lots of stories, lots of people, you know, passing on their condolences. But having said all that, the story that has sort of made the most news, I don't know if you read this yesterday, because, as always, she's been ill for quite some time and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
The man who used to work for the New York Times, who wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary story yesterday, he himself died 6 years ago. That's how long ago they wrote the story, just in preparation for said fact. And that has now come into circulation. Because for some reason, the New York Times still decided to run with that story.
They do that, though. I hear they do have them, like, sort of stored up.
They do, yeah.
In
they,
preparation.
They
so
do.
They
well, we also
quickly.
Have the, you know, should something happen to Her Majesty, you know, we have procedures that
in
are in place.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, but you would think they could have got somebody else to maybe rewrite that story. But there we go.
Neil Bentley.
happen.
It was noted in yesterday's budget that George Osborne has got a new red box.
He has got a new red box.
Because the other one was looking a bit tatty.
Yeah.
He was 150 years old.
It was looking a bit of a mess.
So they obviously thought that now, tough economic times, would be a good time to buy a new box. We all know that box will have cost the government about £10 million. Yeah. Yeah, good timing there.
Breakfast Podcast.
Clever cows. They are, you know, they are clever.
Cows?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They are cleverer than what you think. Probably cleverer than you and me. Sweeney.
Right.
The reason why a herd of UK cows have learnt to understand instructions in Polish after hearing their Polish farm workers talking, and they've picked up the tones of the language and they understand everything. They walk and, you know.
Bilingual cows.
Bilingual.
Nice.
Free range eggs? Bilingual cows. What more do you want?
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Ruth is in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. We must. I know we normally do a riddle now, but this is far more important. Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot.
Wow.
A predicted £117 million.
That's amazing.
Isn't it weird, though, how when we know it's like a rollover, more people buy tickets because they think, oh, go on, like as if there's an increased chance of winning. Like, now it's justifiably for me to go and buy a ticket because the prize is so huge.
So much bigger, but you do go and...
I mean, that's it, I'm going to go and buy one. But I've never, ever bought a Euro Millions ticket, right? And the conversation was, I don't even know how the Euro Millions works, okay? The normal national lottery, you pick 6 numbers,
yes.
Right? And then if you get, like, 3 numbers, you win a tenner. Is that still the case? I don't know. And then 4 numbers. How does the Euro Millions work? Do we
you
even know this?
You just told me you thought you picked 3 numbers.
No, I said I know you pick numbers, and if you get 3 numbers, you get £10. But that can be any 3 numbers. But then sometimes it's like they have to be in order. And then, like, the bonus ball. Is the bonus balls on the Euro? I don't even know.
You have to get 5 numbers, and then you have 2 lucky stars.
So do I have to... So how many numbers do I pick?
5 add 2. 7.
7. No, so I have to pick 7 numbers.
Yes.
Right. But how do I... What do I... What I'm getting at is... What do I have to do to win anything?
Then they'll put them in numerical order, I guess.
Yeah.
And if you've got, like, a few of those numbers, well, you'll win.
But what I'm getting at is, do I match 2 numbers? Do I get, like, a tenner or a fiver?
No, I think you've got to get maybe 1 or 2.
Crackerjack pencil?
You've got to get the lucky stars, right?
Do I have to get those in there? So to win the big jackpot, I've got to get 7 numbers,
well,
right?
Not 6.
7 numbers, that we're saying. Oh, I'm not going to win.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen, is it? I'll still buy a ticket and we'll find out. Somebody get me the rules to the Euro Millions. If we're not here on Monday, it's not because we've won the Euro Millions. It's because we've killed each other in this conversation.
Neil Bentley.
We're making a little bit of headway now on the Euro Millions. Thank you very much to Jan, who called up to let me know with the Euro Millions, you do pick your 7 numbers. But as long as 3 numbers come out, at least, you're going to win something, okay? We have lost Carly this morning.
That's 7 numbers. That's on 5 and 2.
Yeah, 5, 2, 7 numbers. There we go. I don't think we should be trusted with 117 million, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. But then the question then came from Ruth a little while ago. We were just talking about this here at the 7. Would we share that money? And I think the answer to that is clearly no. I would keep it all to myself. No, of course I would. Of course we would share it amongst ourselves here at the 7. So, yeah. So good luck tonight if you are buying a national lottery, a Euro Million, sorry, lottery ticket. The prize fund are predicted £117 million.
Breakfast Podcast.
At least if you win the Euro Millions, you'll be able to afford Apple's new iPad 2, which launches today. I'm leaving it now, boss. I'm moving on. But the Apple iPod 2 is launched today, right? Which costs up to £800. Now, you would have to be surely a Euro Millions winner to afford such a bit of technology. Anyway, it launches today. Are you going to join the queue for the Apple iPod 2?
No.
If you do, don't, because Apple being Apple, by the time you get to the front of the queue, the product will be out of date and they'll have launched a new one.
Neil Bentley.
I suspect over this weekend, a lot of children will start walking into things. There's my prediction for this weekend. The reason
Why?
For this is because Strange. The Nintendo 3DS is launched today.
Oh,
which
yes.
means that a lot of children will be bugging their parents, I should imagine, to buy this thing. And it's basically The Nintendo DS, but 3D.
Woo! I don't know how, without glasses as well.
Yeah, without glasses.
I don't know how it works.
You just know there's going to be loads of children randomly wandering around, you know, supermarkets or whatever with their parents, but playing on this thing, not paying any attention to whatever. So do watch out for anybody on a 3DS this weekend as well, because if you get hit by a trolley or something, that's real 3D. That's actual 3D in your face.
Neil Bentley.
Carly's hurt her foot, everybody. Carly sat in the studio with no shoes on this morning.
I wouldn't mind if I didn't feel like such an idiot.
You don't turn to me to just... Yeah, you were idiotic. You managed to kick a wall, didn't you?
Yeah.
A wall that's been in your house for, well, forever?
Yeah, forever. It's been there all my life.
I know. That is painful, actually, though, because you've caught your little toe.
I have, and it's now going a bit purple.
Let's have a look. That is awful. That is. I'm no doctor, as we know, but you're going to bruise this weekend. That's going to look bad. So yeah,
it hurts to walk on it.
Oh, that, you just sit there. We'll do all the work. You sit
Can
down
you do
today.
Oh, that's
you take
nice.
Care.
Thanks. It's time to get up
and start your day. No, seriously, just stay. Don't worry about it, Carly. I'm onto it. I'll do it. I'll sort it. No, seriously, sit down, Carly.
I'm going nowhere.
Neil Bentley.
The Office of Budget Responsibility has warned that the standard of living in the UK will continue to fall for at least another 2 years, with inflation predictions much higher than what pay increases will be.
Yay!
Now, I have to... Something
for goodness sake.
Been pointed out here that I need to, you know, clarify, and maybe, Carly, you can help me out here. What is a pay rise? I don't know what that is.
Oh, hang on.
I have no idea.
I used to know what one was.
Something to do with money, I think. And then we both started working in radio. We jest, of course. But yeah, apparently inflation is going up so fast and pay rises aren't following with them. So yeah, the standard of living is going down. Which is why...
Happy times.
Which is why I haven't had a wash for 3 days. Can't afford it.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.